Okay, today's daf is Harios Dav Vav. I apologize for not being in the last couple of days. Baruch Hashem, my wife is okay. She's home now, but she's been in the hospital. So Sunday was prepared, but it was not given. But Baruch Hashem, it should be take it day by day in life. Take it day by day. Okay, we are Dav Vav. At least I get to do the last daf of the first parak of Harios. Just do one of the dafim as we close in on the first parak. We'll start with three lines from the bottom. I'm Dav Hey of a base. The word is Tanya. Tanya. The Gemara here is discussing fascinating machlokas, which we had in the Mishnah earlier on Dalam Abayis going over to Hamad Aleph, about, related to the whole topic of this first parak, Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur. Who brings a Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur? If most of the Tzibur sins, which is what we paskin against the other days that we had them back on Dav Gimel or so, about an individual, Abayis, Dav Gimel, a singular person versus a majority, but who brings it? So Rabbi Meir says that the Bezdin brings it. Bezdin brings one carbon for everybody. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's the Shvatim that bring it, and Rabbi Shimon says that it's both. It's every Shevet, let's say, and Bezdin as well. So that three-way machlokas is what is about to be discussed here on the bottom of Hayam Abayis. So Tanya, three lines from the bottom. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Matam Alomar Ufar Sheni Ven Bakar Tikach Lachataz. What does the pasuk mean in Bamidbar when it says take the second bull Par Sheni Ven Bakar, or the second, and bring it for a chataz? It's talking about when the Levim became Nischanich to do the avodah in the Lamei Chaim Shnayim Bar Kfar. If you say that there's a second one, why the word sheni? Just say par. If to tell you that it's a second one, v'alok far nemar, v'asa esu achar chatas, v'asa achar ola l'ashem. It says one's for a chatas and one's for an ola. So you know they're two different karbanos. You cannot say that this par is referring to the same par that was mentioned earlier in the pasuk. If it's two different karbanos, it's got to be two different animals. Ella, so why is that, what's the extra word sheni coming to teach me? Yochol tehene achelas chatas talviim. You might think that this animal that's brought when they were neschanich to do the avodah should be able to be eaten like other karbanos chatas to the Levim. Tamalomar ufar sheni. That's why he says par sheni, sheni laola. It's the second to the ola, it's pair. Ma ola lona echeles, af chatas lona echeles. Just like this one is not, just like an ola is never eaten, it only has eaten by the Mizbeach. So too, the chatas is not nechal. Why isn't this chatas, won't this chatas be nechal? So Rashi says in, literally, it doesn't quote our Gemara, but Rashi points out that this karban, when the Levim were neschanich to do the avoda, it was all because the firstborn sinned. The firstborns took part in the Maisa HaEgel. That's why they lost their status in doing the avoda, and therefore the Levim took over. So this karban is connected to Avodah Zarah. And the karbanas of Avodah Zarah, as we'll see in a second, are not eaten. Rashi quotes this in Bamidbar, in Perachas Pasik Zayin. Rashi, quote, I read the Rashi, the Kosas El Hamel Tara, the beginning of Parshas Baloscha, the whole process of the Levim becoming instated to do the Avodah, Kachas Alvim, Tokwari Sova, Tiharto Osam, this is what you should do. Hazei Alehem Mechatas. What did Aaron and Moshe have to do to the Levim? To sprinkle Mechatas on them, right? The Paraduma mixture of ashes and water. Why? Why the Levim have to get sprinkled? Mipnei tmei mesim shebahem, because there's some of them with tmei mes. And then heviru ta'ar. Rashi quotes lefi shelo chenitnu kapara ala b'choros she'avdu avodah zarah v'hi kriya zivchem mesim. It wasn't really that they were really tmei mes, but they were taking over for the Levim that worship avodah zarah. And avodah zarah is compared to zivchem mesim, so that is why they had to get haircuts, tiglachas like a mitzora, and they became tamei. So this whole ceremony, part of the karbanos that were brought by the Levim now, were because of the connection to Avodah Zarah of the firstborns of the Bechoros. So that is why this karban was not nechal. We mentioned in the past that this is Zohar. I'm not exactly sure what the Zohar is. I remember somebody, when we started, the Arachayim HaKadosh quotes the Zohar, that La'asilavo, the Avodah will go back to the firstborns. That's La'asilavo, and that is one of the reasons that firstborns fast on Erev Pesach. What do you mean fast? They should make a party. They were saved. Why did Dafka is the minute for them to fast? The answer is because they were saved, and that was the original reason why they were supposed to get the avoda. So to every bear of Pesach, there's a kitrug. Oh, look what happened. You messed up, and that's why you lost it, because of the egel. So they fast in order to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, now we're ready. We want it back. Okay, that's from the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. So this is the brisa that says that the karban chatos that was brought at the time was not nechal. One other ha'ara that the Marsha asks, and that is, the last line of the Gemara says, you would have thought that this is like any karban chatos eaten by the Levim. Kamash malan dat. Did the Levim eat karbanos chatos? Chatos is one of the kachikachim. Kachikachim could only be eaten by male kohanim in the Azara. I would say it in Ezeo Makoman. So what do you mean tein echelos la Levim? Right, Moshe Rabbeinu cannot eat a carbon chatos. Right, it doesn't matter how great a person is. So ask the Marsha two answers. Number one, you find sometimes in Tanakh and in Gemaras that Kohanim are called Levim. It's really referring to Kohanim. They're called Levim. They're from Sheva Levi. So sometimes you find that they're called Levim. Efshar Dinocha, this is the Marsha right here. There's Marsha on Maseches Harayos. Yes, there is. The Efshar Dinocha Levim Hainu Kohanim. Shenikru b'chavdal makomo is Levim, number one. Or number two, says the Marsha, maybe this was unique. Because it was being brought for the Levim to be able to do the avoda and become the servants. So that's why they had a special status here. Inami Levim, ayim evin chatazu, kishen iskachu, v'efshar shahayu az ru'uyim la'ochlo v'dok. Right, so that is the that's what the Marshal says. Okay, we gotta check out that kuntris that we mentioned a couple of weeks ago from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who every vidok in the Marshal, he writes, what does he mean by vidok? So I'm sure this one is in there. Okay, that is the first point. We're obviously talking about the mitzvah of eating karbanos. This is a huge, very big topic in terms of what the mitzvah is. The Rambam writes, we discussed in the Sefer Mitzvah Shir a couple of days ago, which hopefully we'll be starting again today. The Rambam holds in Hilchos Ma'isa Karbanos, in the beginning of Perek Yud, that eating karbanos kadshei kadshim is a mitzvah saseh. When the Kohanim eat chatas and asham, right, the karbanos kachi kachim. So then, that is a mitzvah say. Achilat achatas o asha mitzvah say. Shnemar v'achlo asa v'asher kupar b'hem. Why? Those bring kapara. And the Gemara says, M'sachim, ha-kohanim ochlu v'baylam iskaprim. Kohanim eat and the baylam get kapara. And then the Rambam adds, very unusual line, figure out what it means. V'hu adim l'shar kachim, sha-ochlin ha-kohanim, sha-achilasan mitzvah. Also the other karbanos. All the shlamim and the todas, the kachet kalim. Those also, there is a mitzvah involved. So what the Rambam says, eating chatos and asham, that's a mitzvah say. And by the way, eating other kabbalas is also a mitzvah. It sounds like it's on a secondary level. So the Rambam sounds like, not 100% clear, but it sounds like it's included, but on a secondary level. And then the Rambam quotes, eating the shiari mincha is a mitzvah say, and then not the chatos and asham. He continued other details. The Mishnah Melach here suggests, even though it's not in the Rambam, that he thinks that when the Kohanim eat karbanos, they make a special bracha. Asher k'dishana b'mitzvosav, asher k'dishana b'mitzvosav shel Aaron, v'tzivanu lecho chatos ha'ashem. He suggests, we all heard the Vorech Hazama Yisrael b'yavah, but here's another one. Asher k'dishana b'mitzvosav shel Aaron. That's the Mishnah Melach right here in the beginning of Perek Yud of Ma'aser Karbanos. That's the Rambam. It seems to be a two-tiered level. One mitzvah is eating chatos and asham, that's the ultimate mitzvah, kachi kachim. And the next level down, included in the mitzvah, so to speak, is eating kachi kalim. There is a line of the Ramban in the Hosafos to Mitzvah Saseh Aleph, where the Ramban says, even when the Bailim eat karbanos, is a partial mitzvah. Right? And Bailim eats shlamim. Right? If a Yisrael brings a karban shlamim, so he also eats a piece of it. So that is also included in the mitzvah, says the Ramban. Similar, the Ramban there is adding on to the Rambam, saying that there's a mitzvah to eat Bikurim and Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. So Maaser Sheni, mitzvah to eat Maaser Sheni for Yisrael. So Rabban says, yeah, it's no different than Kachi Kalim, which is also a mitzvah by the Bailim. That's his line. Kidisbaki Achilas Kachim Lebailim Beluroi Lochlan Asay Kemoshu Asay Lekohanim Bechatas VaAsham Kachu Lebailim Bechelek Harawi Lahem. It's an important line in the Ramban in Mitzvah Rishona that he says the Rambam forgot. Okay, let's continue. We're on top. Hayotze bo, Amar Rabbi Yossi. Similarly, we have a similar drasha where we compare to a carbon that was not eaten. Amar Rav Yossi, Haba'im me hashvi hagola. Talking about him, Sefer Ezra, when it's talking about the Bnei Yisrael that came back to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel to build the second base of Mikdash, they brought karbanos. Hekrivu olos lelokei Yisrael. Parim shneim asar v'chulu hakol ola. Brings the whole pasuk, and the pasuk says you bring chatos and olos, and they're all olos. Says the Gemara, hakol olos al kadaitach. They're all olos, efshe shachatos ola. It says in the part that the Gemara doesn't quote, v'chulu, it quotes that some of them are chatos. So I mean they're all olos. Some of them are chatos. So ela hakol ki ola. They're all like olos. What does that mean? Ma ola lo ne'echelos, avchatos in the lo ne'echelos. Also that karban, by the time went by Ezra, when they were going to build the second base of Mikdash, so though that chatos also was not eaten. Similar to when the Levium took over. Why? Titania, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, alavodas kochavim hevi'um. They brought it because of Avodah Zarah. So we see the two times that there's an Avodah Zarah connection in history to a karban, to a national karban chatos, so it doesn't get to be eaten. Right, personal karbanos chatos get to be eaten, but if it's national, both in the time that the Levium took over and in the time of Ezra, it was not eaten at the status of an ola. V'yamar Rav Yehuda Shmuel, which avodah zarah? Al avodas kochavim sha'asu bimei tzidkiyahu. Bnei Yisrael earlier, before Churban Bayis Rishon, were over the avodah zarah at the time of Tzidkiyahu. So therefore, the Bnei Yisrael now are bringing a carbon for then. So therefore, it's connected to the Churban Habayis, so to speak. That's why that chatas was not eaten. Why the one of the Mefarshim asked, why did the Gemara have to suggest? Oh, it's for Avodah Zarah that was done generations earlier. Didn't Bnei Yisrael bow down to the idol by Nebuchadnezzar? Only Mordechai was the only one who didn't. That was this generation. Right, Purim happened in between, right? Achashverosh miscalculated, and he was having the party. It says, Hishtachavu Litzelam. Gemara and Megillah, daf, I don't remember the exact daf, but the Yud Beis. So ask some of the Achronim, why does the Gemara have to come and says, oh, it was from generations earlier, they themselves were over in Avodah Zarah. So we didn't discuss it in Shir, but we had it in the daf, back on daf Gimel and Avodah Zarah. Same chelek. So back on daf Gimel and Avodah Zarah, Tosa says, B'shem Rabbeinu Tam, that really, that wasn't real Avodah Zarah. It was a statue that was for me l'kavod Achashverosh. So that's why, according to that, because the big shiloh that the Gemara and the Rishon deal with is Mimanafshach. If it was real Avodah Zarah, how did the rest of the Jews bow down? If it wasn't real Avodah Zarah, how did Mordechai not bow down? Right, so that's the Mimanafshach. So Tosfos their deals on Daf Gimel Avodah Zarah, Amar Ben Tam, they're both. Ditzelam de Nebuchadnezzar, lav avodas kochavim hu, ela andarti asu l'chvod ha-melech. The Tzelam of Nebuchadnezzar, it wasn't real Avodah Zarah. Right, not just Achashverosh. Nebuchadnezzar was afterwards. After they went into Bavel, so that's why it was just made for Lekavod. Ubachi Nicha. That's why he says the language that's brought is Danaka Gabi Avraham Shlo Avad Avodas Kochavim Ubachanadim Shlo Vazariyah Shlo Mishtachavu Letzelam. The Gemara talks about Avram being thrown into the kitchen of Eish. He didn't worship Avodah Zarah, and Achananim Shlo Vazariyah in Bavel weren't Mishtachavu Letzelam. He's a different lashon. Doesn't say Shlo Avad Avodah Zarah. Because that wasn't real Atzelem, what they went by Nebuchadnezzar, so that generation themselves. Sorry, the parallel discussion they have by Achashverosh. But the Rishonim that are discussed there are about the one by Nebuchadnezzar. Okay, so that's why they couldn't bring one from this generation. They had to go back generations and say it was referring to the sin of Tzidkiyahu. How could you bring one for a later generation, for an earlier sin? So we'll get to that, Bez Hashem. So now we get to why this is brought here. Bishlama, 10th line. Bishlama, the Gemara says that they brought 12 cows. 12 cows they brought. So Bishlama, the Rabbi Yehuda, why are they bringing 12 cows for? 12 chatos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it works out fine. Why? Mishkachas lolahani shtemasar chatos. Why? Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said the paralam davar is brought by each shevet respectively. So according to him, it works out fine. Why? Kigo dechatu shtemasar shvatim. The 12 shvatim sinned. The maisu shtemasar seirim. So therefore, they bring 12 seirim. Ina midechatu shiva shvatim. Or even of less. Even if only 7 of the shvatim sinned, v'shar inap begreira, and the other shvatim have to bring a karban, the karbanos begreira rolled in, as we had the past couple of dafim, the beautiful idea, not beautiful, but it is a beautiful idea, that whatever part of Klai Yisrael bring, the rest of Klai Yisrael also has to bring a karban. Klai Yisrael arevim zelazeh, and therefore it doesn't matter if only some of the Bnei Yisrael sinned, even the majority, but the other ones also have to bring karbanos related to that sin. So, either way, according to Yehuda, it works out. Either they each have to bring their own karban, or even if not, they have to bring their karban be-greira. Continuing, Reb Shimon, Nami Mishkachos, and according to Reb Shimon, it also works out. Reb Shimon was the one that says both bring, both the Shvatim and Bezdin. Kigon dechato achadasar Shvatim. 11 Shvatim sinned, so when it says 12 Karbanos, demaisu achadasar Seirim, v'idach the Bezdin. 11 Shvatim, and Bezdin brings one. Ela l'Rabbi Meir, d'amar Bezdin mevi'im v'lo tzibur. So according to Rabbi Meir, though, that says that only Bezdin brings. Only Bezdin, nobody else. So, how do you ever have a case where you bring 12 karbanos? What if 12 for? It should be only one. It's avodah zarah. Kigon, dechatu v'hadar, chatu v'hadar, chatu. They sinned again and again, and they did tshuva in the middle. They had a helam in the middle. It wasn't one continuous aveira. Atreser zimni, till 12 times. And that's why they brought it. Period. Stop there for a minute. Again, another discussion of the Achronim is that what does the Gemara say? Bishlam, according to Yehud, according to Shimon, it's fine because all the different Shvatim sin. Weren't by the time of Sivkiyo, the ten tribes were already sent to the Galus. We're talking about most of the Shvatim were already there. Were already could have sinned. Even according to the other deists, reading Tanakh, they went into Galus much earlier. That's the question of the Mogein Giborim. Right, so how is that possible that the Gemara even has that suggestion? It was the 12 Shvatim. So he says either you have to say there is a Chazal that say they went back before the Chorban, even after they were exiled, they went back. Or you could say not the whole Shevet. There were some of every Shevet still left in Eretz Yisrael. And remember, we had back on Dav Gimel. We're going to talk about this a lot. We didn't get to, but back on Dav Gimel, we had Parallel of Shal Sibur goes by B'nai Eretz Yisrael. Like many other halachas that have nothing to do with the mitzvah of Tlius Baretz. But for some reason, they have to do with Eretz Yisrael because there are some halachas that are connected to Shem Eretz Yisrael, even if it's not halachically connected to the land. Smicha, Paralam Davishal Tzibur, Egla, Arufa, there's Kiddush HaChodesh, halachas that don't seem to be connected to the land, but still a tali, because B'nai Yisrael are Ikri Kal. So here too, suggesting Magen Giborim, even if only some of the Shvatim would be left, that those would be the only ones that would count, because the rest of them would be in Chutz La'aretz. Okay, next. So, what do we say, Lamaskana? So, these Karbanos were brought in the days of Ezra because of the earlier generations. And, yeah.
Was Sanhedrin also doing
Sukkiah? The Sanhedrin, I think so. Yeah, I mean, remember we said even after they just only didn't judge Dinin Nefashos 40 years before the Chorban. But even after they went out, they still could do other functions. Could do other functions. So that's why it could be that even they had this was still effective in terms of the chiyuv even afterwards. Says the Gemara, "Ma'isu lahanu dechatu." 1 second, ask the Gemara, how could you bring a carbon for somebody who the Bnei Yisrael died much earlier? You bring a carbon for the earlier generations? How could you do that? Right? They died already. So answer, Amar of Papa, ki gemiri chata shemesu ba'aleha b'misa hanimili biyachid. Rav Papa says, no. When do we have the halacha l'moshe b'sinai? We're going to have it again on Amud Beis. That what's called the chatos hamesos. We had this earlier once in Avodah Zarah. There's a halacha l'moshe b'sinai that there are 5 karbanos chatos that have to die. Have to let them graze till they die. What? It's called vitimna. That's the abbreviation. Vitimna isa pilegesh. Vitimna. Vlad chatos. The karban chatos, which is always female, has a baby. A vlad chatos. Tmuras chatos. A tmura. You try to switch karbanos with a chatos. Chatos shemesu ba'aleha. Its owner died. Or chatos she'avda. Right? It was lost. You separate another one, then you find the first one. And avar shnasa. Right, it got too old. In all of those cases, what's the common denominator in all those 5 cases? It's a chatos that is no longer connected to its owner and to its sin that is being brought for. Those 5 cases, the halacha is nothing to do. You can't be poda it. You have to just let it graze, right? Or you have to kill it. Right? That's the halacha Moshe B'Sinai called the chatos meso. Says Rav Papa, that whole halacha Moshe B'Sinai is only by private karbanos chatos. Hanimili biyachid. Avalo b'tzibur, but b'tzibur that does not apply lafi she'ein misa b'tzibur, because there is no death when it comes to the tzibur. The tzibur is always alive, and therefore, even if a tzibur dies, the principle is ein misa b'tzibur. We're going to see where we get that from in a minute. What would the Havamina think before a Papa came along? What the Makshan think? They didn't know that this was the halacha of the difference between a tzibur and a yachid. I saw Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe, at the end of Chelek Aleph of Igros Moshe, it only says Or HaChaim Chelek Aleph on the outside. But if you open it up, at the end, he has 50 pages on Kutchim. Various places in the outside, as in the last Chelek. So in Simen Chav Dalad, there, he was asked, "Besugya dein tzibur mason b'harias davav." Halavai, we should ask Shilohs about Harius to the poskim. He wrote this in Tough Ray Sada Gimel, 1933 in Luban. So he wrote this. He was asked about this. What's going on? What's the pshat of this Gemara? What we did? The Havamina didn't know. So says Rav Moshe, "Vanochoni is daiti." We're going to quote this again from Rav Soloveitchik in 2 minutes. The Yeshal his topic b'shem tzibur. When we say tzibur, what does the word tzibur mean? Says Rav Moshe, "Imu kibbutz yechidim kol ishim hapratim." Does tzibur mean a conglomerate of individuals that are all together? Oh, da haklal biyachad hu davar echad she'eno mischalik. V'zeo shem tzibur. Or is tzibur the sum? It's one unit. It's the sum of all those parts, but tzibur means one unit. V'nogei azeh l'chiyuvei tzibur. How do you look at chiyuvei tzibur? The carbon tamid, but Esau brought every day. How is that? How do you look at that? D'letzad rishon u'chiyav akol yachad v'yachin me'a yechidim hanim sa'im she'yaviyu b'yachad mimon shenish tatu bashkalim carbon asa musafin. Each person combines, we are each the bailam on the carbon. Excuse me. U'letzad ha'sheni ain klal chiyav alishim pratiyim. The second approach, no. There's no chiyav on me. There's a chiyav on klal Yisrael as a whole. There's no chiyuv on the prat. The prat loses their status within the tzibur. Said the Moshe, that's a chakira. Rav Soloveitchik, which we'll mention in a second, says maybe that's the difference between tzibur and shutfin. That's what he said. Rav Moshe doesn't get into that. Rav Moshe says that's what the Makshan and Rav Papa are arguing about. The Makshan, the question was, thought, tzibur means a conglomerate of individuals. And therefore, if they all died, they all died. And therefore, you can't bring a carbon for them after they died. Answers are, Papa, no, you don't understand what tzibur means. Tzibur ain't tzibur mason. Meaning it's the sum. Tzibur means the sum is one unit, and therefore, it doesn't matter if individuals die, the Klai Yisrael is at Tzibur, they never die. That's what Rav Moshe says. It's on page Shin, Tzadik Zayin, and Tzadik Ches in the end of the first volume. That's the Havamina Maskana. So, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, how could the later generation, in the time of Ezra, bring a carbon for the generation of Sidkio? Rav Papa says, because it's a Tzibur, and ain't Tzibur mace.
What about Sanhedrin itself?
Did the Sanhedrin themselves die? We're going to get to that. What if one of the Sanhedrin dies? We're going to get to that later on. Meaning, is it all on there? Could they bring...
Because according to the guy who...
Do you say the Sanhedrin also?
Right,
because one... You can always say we're answering according to Rabbi Meir.
According to
Rabbi Meir, it's only the Sanhedrin that brings. That's what we're answering for. So you still have your problem. Right, this Rabbi Meir is also... So
it's 11...
Right, according to Ramea, the problem is, we just answered, how can they bring a carbon if they sin 12 times, but it's all the Sanhedrin? Is the Sanhedrin still alive? So you can say they were the Zakenim. We're going to get to the Zakenim is still alive. So you can say the Sanhedrin was the Zakenim. But it's a good ha'ara. Says the Gemara, Minah le'er papa ha. How does your papa know this? What's the source of the principle that a tzibur never dies? And therefore, if you have a chatas that's being brought by a tzibur, it can still be brought. Ilema midachsev, if you want to say, it's because of the pasuk in Tehillim that says, "In place of your fathers will be your children." Sounds like they take the place of them. So that pasuk is not dafka by a tzibur; it should be even a private chatas. Person dies, so his son should be able to bring his carbon chatas. I mean, that's not true. So that was number one, knocked out. So number two, Ella dukya d'Rav Papa, the diak of Rav Papa, miseir d'Rosh Chodesh. It's from the Sair of Rosh Chodesh. We discussed this way back, fond memories, the beginning of Maseches Shavuos. Remember the first parak and a half or so of Maseches Shavuos? We're all about the karbanos brought for the various sins. What is the Sair of Rosh Chodesh Mechapar on? The Sair of the Regalim, the Sair of Yom Kippur. So it's brought for a chait. So says the Rav Papa, the Sair of Rosh Chodesh is brought, the Amar Achmana, Maisi Mitzvah Salishka, is brought from the money that was connected in the Beis HaMikdash, V'hamaisi Lumi Yisrael. But from the time that the money was collected, till the time that they bring the carbon of Rosh Chodesh, people probably died who contributed to the carbon. Here, the first Maisi means to bring, and the second one means that they died. Maisi. Right? So isn't that, they might have died in between. V'hanach the Paishi, the ones that the Bnei Yisrael that were still alive, Heichi Maisu. How could they bring the carbon if some of their tzibur died already in between? It must be that it was already karav. Period. A little tricky. The Gemara has a different question on this. This is a little tricky. Once I give my money to the Beis HaMikdash, is it still labeled as my money? I gave it to the Beis HaMikdash. That belongs to Bedek Abayas. A little chiddish even for the Gemara to assume that at this stage, that it still retains some connection, the specific money, to its individual owner. Okay, but the Gemara asks it differently, rejects it. Me dummy, how could you compare the Seir of Rosh Chodesh that's brought to our case? Midami. Seir Rosh Chodesh. Dilma Lamaisa Bitsiber. Seir Rosh Chodesh. Maybe not. Maybe nobody who contributed died. Maybe there's some elderly people that died. Maybe they didn't contribute. You don't know Vados that there's a problem. Aval Hachavaidamaisu. But yeah, you know for sure. It's a later generation. So that can't be the source for a papa. So that's also knocked out. So number three. El Taimed Rav Papa Mehacha. Third try. What is the source for a papa? That Sibur is not mace regarding a Karpan Chatas. Dichsev, the pasuk says, by Egla Arufa. Kaper La'amcha Yisrael Asher Padisa Hashem. When the Zakenim go out and they do the whole ceremony for the Egla Arufa, you find the anonymous corpse in between cities. And they have to close the city, does the whole ceremony, breaking the neck of an Egla in the valley. So, bring Kapara to your nation that you redeemed. What are we referring to? That you redeemed? He redeemed us? That was generations back. So we darshan. Re'uya kapara zu. This kapara is fitting. Shetakaper al yotzei mitzrayim. Be dechsev asher padisa. This kapara is fitting to be brought for the yotzei mitzrayim, which you redeemed. So you see here, you're bringing a kapara in a later generation for an earlier generation. It must be that ain't sibur mesa in terms of karban chatas. Why did they need a kapara earlier? The earlier yotzei mitzrayim. So the Tosfos Arash says, right, Harias is very, makes things easy. Tosfos Rush is on the page. Right on the right side, Rikabar Zu, Im Nimsa Chala Velo Heviu Egla Arufa, Miskapen Bazu. It's about the 10th line or so. If any generation earlier had an Egla Arufa circumstance, but they never brought their carbon, this one counts for it. That's what the Gemara means. So the Tosfos Rush says, if you look in the Shibali Haleket, it's a very important Shibali Haleket, Reb Sivkiyahu HaRofe, one of the less known Rishonim, the Beis Yosef quotes it, in Simin Pei Aleph, the Shibali Haleket quotes, a different shot. It's not dafka because, oh, maybe earlier, it was an earlier generation, and therefore they had an Egla Arufa and they didn't bring it. No, it's this generation. Says the Shibali Aleket, Kol Yisrael Arivim Zelazed doesn't only mean in this generation. It means going generations up and down as well. Every Jew is responsible for one another, even if they're not alive anymore. All generations going back and going forward, but once something happens when they're forward, so what happens now has to do with the previous generations. They affected their actions. So that's what it means. He says, "Shahahorek hazeh megalgel ba'avono chet va'avon afilo lo'osan shemesu me'oso ayom atcha'asha yatsu yisomim mitzrayim." Go all the way back. Bishem kol Yisrael arevim zelazehu uvebenas kein niftu shalu yebamu bizar shov chedamim. He redeemed us from Mitzrayim so that in Almanasta we wouldn't sin. And if we sin, then it goes all the way back to that generation. That's what he quotes here in Simin Pei Aleph. By the way, this is one of the original sources of the first half of this piece about why we say Av HaRachamim on Shabbos. Somebody was asked, Av HaRachamim sounds like Yisker. Yisker on Shabbos? Every Shabbos is Yisker? Where does that come from? And so says the, he quotes, it's from Shibali Halakit. Shabbos hu yom menucha, dugma la'asilavo, v'yom shegam ha'mesim nochen bo, v'eino nidonin, roi la'askirin l'menucha, v'lebracho v'spal aleim. They're having menucha today also, so while they're having menucha, it's good and appropriate to daven for them. Okay, so that is in the Shibali Halakit, and Simon Pei Aleph. So the Machlokas Tosfos Rashi in the Shibali Halakit, is it because of an earlier generation they didn't bring the Egla Arufa, or because of this one? And they're also responsible for this one. Viter says the Gemara, that's also not a good marker. Mi dami, is it parallel? Ha sam kul hu isinun. He over there. The people who have to bring the Egla Arufa today are there. Migu the mechaper, achaim mechaper nami amesim. So you say migu. Once the kapara is being brought for all of Klal Yisrael for themselves today, so you throw in your megalgel the earlier generations. Elahacham yavichayim. But here, nobody who was involved is alive anymore. At least the Iker people that they are getting kapara, you have to be alive, then you can throw in everybody else. So if you have an Egla Arufa today, fine. But if you have one that is being brought for nobody today, so that's worse. So how is that? How is that a good source? The Gemara says, what's the problem? In a chinami, yes, even here, the people are still alive. It says in the pasuk that many of the Kohanim Levim and the Rashi Avos, the pasuk continues and says that there were many people that were still alive from the first Beis HaMikdash, when they built the second Beis HaMikdash. And when they built it, and everybody was celebrating, so the elders were crying. Why? Because they remember what the first one was like. The Gemara says in Yuma, there were five major elements of the Beis HaMikdash that were missing in the second Beis HaMikdash. The Aron, the Aron wasn't there. It's pretty big. Right? The Aron, the Urim Tumim, the Eish, the Shechina. There were many things. Gemara lists off five different things that were the that were not there. The Kohen Gadol had to wear the Shemoneh Begadim without the Urim Tumim, because it also would be Mechus Begadim. But it didn't work. So they were crying, because everybody's celebrating. We remember what it was like. They were crying. So you see there. So it said there were people there from the early generation. It's only 70 years in between. So somebody was 85 years old. So then they remember it. So they were crying. So you see they were there. So it's a good source. Said the Gemara 1 minute. The Dilma Muatin Havi, Velo Rabim Havi. Who says they were the majority? Maybe the elders were the minority. They were crying. Says the Gemara, no. Haksiv. Below, the pasuk in it quotes there. Ein ha'am ma'akirim kol shruas hasimcha l'kol b'chi ha'am b'chulu v'akol nishma al mirachal. The pasuk says you couldn't hear the sound of celebration because of all the people that were crying. So you see, the people that were crying were many. So therefore, it ends up the maskana. Period. End of section. It is a good marker for a papa. How does a papa know that? You could, how we get into this whole thing? Part one on the Amud was this carbon that they brought in the time of Ezra was for the earlier generation, the sins of the Avodah Zarah they did in the time of Tzidkiyo. Next section, how could they bring it? Right, it's one of the Chatos Mesos. The answer is no, that's only by a Yachid. By a Tzibri, you don't say that principle. And what's the source of that? Eglah Rufa, we just had. And therefore, as long as most of the, you don't have to come on to the principle that a Tzibri is different. You could just say that they're alive today. The people getting kapara are alive today, and migu that they are getting kapara. So too, you're allowed to be megalgel the ones that are not alive anymore. But now we have the next section.
Does that mean that any chatas sibur had to be hukav at that time that was owed?
Any chatas sibur
Say Rosh Chodesh, you have a seal of chatas. Right?
But here's the we're talking about a parallel davar shel sibur. Not any personal chatas that was owed. It was the national chatas that was owed. I don't know if it was mechuya, but maybe they wanted to take care of it before they built a bayis sheni, right? They wanted to get rid of the sins that caused bayis rishon. I don't know if you have to bring every karban. I don't think when the Meheri Banei Beis Hamikdash, every karban tamid, you know, avar zmano batal karbano. You're not going to have to bring all the thousands and thousands, millions of karbanas that are owed by the bayis, right? All the karbanas of, you know, most of them are avar zmano batal karbano. But here, I think it's also because you wanted to be sanctified, be matar the Beis Hamikdash. That's why they wanted to do this.
The Gemara's maskana were the 85-year-olds with the majority.
It seems like. Yes, that there were many, many older people, because you see they were crying so loudly.
That's
what they, right. You could have just said they cried louder. But the Gemara's assuming that they were many. I don't know if it means, it sounds like the majority. You could also say that as long as you have an ikr core, that the kapara is chal on, migu that's chal on them, it's chal on the rest. But that's what you could have said. But the Gemara sounds like Muad and Rabim. But now the Gemara has another question. First wide line. Vamazidinavi. They were mazids. They did Avodah Zarah. Let me know, carbon, if they did something b'shogeg. Weren't they mazids earlier? The Gemara says Harasha. Isa. You're right, but it was a special din Harasha. Right? This also might connect to what I just said. It was a special din. They had to bring it. Why? Hacharei Mestaver. It also makes sense. Tilo Temahachi. Because also it says there, Elim Tishim Vashisha Kvasim Shiva Vashiva. They were 96 Elim and 77 Kvasim Keneged Me. What are all these animals for? El Harasha. Isa. Hachanami Harasha. Isa. It was a special din. Special din. They had to do it, even though it was mazid. They had to bring all of these extra karbanas. Period. Should I say something? Yeah, there is a Meshech Chachma. There's a Meshech Chachma in Parshas Pinchas. It's at the end of, it's on the Pasuk of Chaf Tes Yud Ches. Meshech Chachma quotes the Gemara at the end of Sukkah, that the Gemara says, Oy le'umos ha'olam she'avdu, v'en yoduin ma she'avdu. The umos ha'olam don't know what they're missing today. Why? Bizman she'beis ha'migdash kaya mizbeach mechaper aleihen. Achshav mi mechaper aleihen. That's the Gemara. When there was a Beis HaMikdash, all the Umos get Kapara. And nowadays, who's bringing Kapara? So the Meshechach was bothered. The Umos HaOlam get Kapara? What do they need Kapara for? What do the Umos HaOlam need Kapara for? And what do you mean they get Kapara through the Beis HaMikdash? Says the Meshechach, because the Gemara says, the Medrash says, Yom Kippur is Mechaper without the Seir, and the Shaar HaGolam is Mechaper only with the Seir. That's a mechilta. Yom Kippur brings kapara to Bnei Yisrael even without the karbanas. Right? It's not a key. Itzumo shel yom. The regalim, there's a special element of the regalim. Pesach Shavuot Sukkah is bringing kapara, but that's only with the karbanas. We don't get that kapara nowadays without the karbanas. Why? Says the Meshech Chachma, v'taymod Yom Kippur ikur la kapara. The mahus of Yom Kippur is la kapara. And therefore, even without the karbanos, you could get that kapara. And amnam, but says the Meshech Chachma, the regel, the ikar of the regel is in kapara. The ikar of the regel is shvisa mimalacha. And shvisa mimalacha, once Bnei Yisrael do that, the kapara comes with the karban. But if you don't have the karban, the ikar yantiv can still exist today. But it's not nitan la kapara. Says the Meshech Chachma now, when it comes to yantiv, you know why the Umos Ha'olam get kapara? Because Bnei Yisrael get kapara. And once Bnei Yisrael get kapara, the Umos Ha'olam are dragged along with them. But nowadays, Bnei Yisrael don't get kapara on the Yemim Tovim. So therefore, the Umos Ha'olam also aren't going to get kapara. Just like it says in Harayas Davav, Migu de Mechaper Achayim, Mechaper Nami Amesim. Avo Bizman Azed, Lo Mechaper Li Yisrael, Lo Mechaper Li Bnei Noach. That's why they don't get any kapara. They're going to cover nowadays. That's what he says. The pshat of that gemara is based on our gemara. Then he says at the end, maybe another pshat is that they were the ones that destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, and they caused us not to be able to bring the karbanos. So it's only fitting that they don't get kapara nowadays if we can't bring it because of them. Okay, so he quotes that gemara. Tanur Rabbanan, third wide line. There's a brisa. Says the brisa. Meis echem natzibur chayavin. Echem mibezim peturin. Right, one line brisa. We're going to talk about to the end of the parak. The brisa says if one of the tzibur dies. When? One of the tzibur dies, well, we'll see what the pshat is. Let's just say the line and then we'll go to the gemara. But let's say it means one of Bnei Yisrael all sinned following a psak of the Bezdin, and then one of them died before the carbon was brought. You still bring the carbon, chayavin. Echan, mi Bezdin patern. But one of the Bezdin died, one of the Sanhedrin, pater. We'll see who's pater. So, Matana, who is the author of this brisa? Remember, we have three opinions. Remeir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Those are the three opinions we'll be discussing. Remeir, only the Bezdin brings. Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Yehuda, only the Shvatim bring. And Rabbi Shimon, they both bring. So, Matana, who is the author of this brisa? So, Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Amar Rav, Rabbi Meiri. Rabbi Meir, to Meir Shita, to Amar, Bezim Mivim Velo Tzibur. Rabbi Meir is the one that says that Bezim brings the carbon on behalf of the Tzibur. Hilkach, therefore, this is what the brisa means. Meis Echem Enat Tzibur, if one of the Tzibur dies, Chayavin Bezdin still brings the carbon. Why? To Hakaim Kule Bezdin. It's a Chivan Bezdin, and therefore they bring the carbon. So it doesn't matter if one of the tzibur dies. Meis echad mi bezdin peturin. But what if the bezdin dies? They're pater. Why? The havi lechatos shemeis echad min hashutfin. Because it's like a carbon chatos that one of the shutfin died. Rashi says this can't be called a carbon tzibur because it's not brought by the tzibur. But it can't. It's not a yachid either. So what other choice do you have? That's why it has to be a shutfin. It's got to be a carbon shutfin. That's how a parhalim davar shel tzibur is defined. If it's brought by bezdin, umishemachi peturin. Period. So therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, what does the word Peturin HaChayavin mean in the Brisa? It's going on Bezdin. So if one of the Tzibra dies, Bezdin still brings the carbon. If one of the Bezdin dies, the Bezdin does not bring the carbon. Because if you have a carbon of partners, and one of the partners die, you don't bring the carbon. So related to here, this is what I mentioned, alluded to before, the Rav in Ala Tshuva. We mentioned this in a Tshuva shir before. The Rav in Ala Tshuva says that the difference between a carbon Tzibur and a carbon Shutfin. A carbon tzibur, there's only one bialim. That's Klal Yisrael, like Ramosha said before. Carbon shutfin, there's a lot of bialim. Each of us are shutafin, our partners. And therefore, that's a very important difference in terms of halacha. How do you look at a carbon tzibur versus a carbon shutfin? And therefore, this parallel of Rishon tzibur is a carbon shutfin. Remind me, we're going to continue now. Remind me to mention a Meshech Chachma about tzibur versus shutfin, if we have time, after we finish the parak.
This is also part of the Harasha, then? Because obviously one of the...
Was this part of the Harasha?
Obviously one of the Bezdin died already.
Did one of the Bezdin, that's what I mentioned before, they were the elders. I mentioned Damati, but Lechora, they were elders beforehand when they were in the Sanhedrin, so I doubt they're still around now. But yeah, maybe it's part of the Harasha, you have to say that. Okay, so says the Gemara, Maskifla, Rav Yosef. So we said, fine, wonderful. It's Remeir's opinion. So now for the rest of the parak, we're going to try to ask, could it also be Rabbi Shimon's opinion? Does it have to be Rabbi Meir? So if Maskel or Rabbi Yosef, Vinukma Kareb Shimon, Damar Bezdin and Matzibur, why don't you say it's like Rabbi Shimon, who says that they both bring Bezdin with the Tzibur? And this is what the Brisa means. Meis Echem and Hatzibur Chayavin, if one of the Tzibur died, so then they're still Chayav, Dain Tzibur LaMesim. Because the Tzibur can still bring. Ain Tzibur Mesim, the Bezdin and the Tzibur bring. Meis echad mi bezdin, but what if one of the bezdin is pturin? Who's pater? The bezdin's pater, even though the tzibur is still chayav on theirs. Kedamrinam the chata shutfin me, because the chata shutfin, and therefore the bezdin does not bring. Meaning you could fit it in that the first line of the brisa, according to Rav Shimon, would mean they both bring. If one of the tzibur dies, the tzibur brings because the tzibur doesn't die, and bezdin brings because nobody from the bezdin died. And the second line me says if one of the bezdin dies, bezdin doesn't bring. But the tzibur would still bring theirs. So could it be Reb Shimon's opinion? So Amalei Abaya, Shamina Leiter Reb Shimon Damar Chatas Shudfin in a Mesa. No, it can't be, because we know Reb Shimon holds that a chatas of Shudfin can be brought. Meaning, so therefore, according to him, you'd say, in our case, even if one of the bezdin dies, it could still be brought. That's what we're going to try to figure out for the next 15 lines. What does Reb Shimon hold about this issue, about a chatas of Shudfin? The Tanya, because which case do we have Reb Shimon's opinion by as follows? Par v'sol she'em kippurim, the special kabbanis of Yom Kippur, she'avdu, that got lost, the hifrish acheirim tachteim. So we designated others in their stead, and we brought them, and then we find the original ones, that's chatas she'avru, right, chatas she'niskapru, got lost, and it's kapru ba'ilam ba'acher, it's one of the chatas mesos. So Yemusu kulon de Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda says they have to die, right? Because you already got a kapar with the others. You can't leave it for the following year either, the Achronim point out. Because that'll be, it came from this year's money, this year's shkolim. You got to buy it from every new year's shkolim. Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon Omer, no, Yeru. Reb Shimon says, no, just let it graze until it gets a mum, and then you'll be po to it. Why? Lefi she'en chata sibur mesa. Because a chata sibur doesn't die. Right, so the Gemara says this doesn't really mean a chatas tzibur, because the power of the kohanim isn't really tzibur; it's just for the kohanim. So this also is like a shutfin type of case, and you see it could graze. So therefore, it can't be our original brisa. It can't be Reb Shimon. Right, what was the Reb Yosef's suggestion? Maybe our brisa is like Reb Shimon, and what does it mean? Pater Bezin doesn't bring it because one of them died. What do you mean? Reb Shimon says if one of them die, you can still bring it. Or at least it doesn't have to die. You don't have to bring it because you brought another carbon in instead. But you see, it doesn't die. So it can't be Reb Shimon. So I'm like Reb Yosef. Reb Yosef defends himself. No. Kohanim Kamrit. You ask Akasha from the power of the Kohanim? Don't compare the power of Helam Davar and the power of the Kohanim. Shiny Kohanim, Dikri Kol. Kohanim are themselves a unit, a kikal. Dichsiv al hakohanim v'al kol amakal yichaper. The Kohanim are a Kahal, and therefore it's the same principle of Ein Sibur Mesa. That's why they're allowed to still bring it. So Gemara says, Elameata, the Kohanim are their own Kahal, so Nesu Parbara. So why don't they ever bring their own Paralam Dabar Shel Sibur? The Kohanim should be their own unit in the Paralam Dabar if they're a Kahal. V'chitei Malchinami, and if you want to say yes in Achinami, no, Tafilu Hushvatim, then it'll be too many. Remember, Reb Shimon says, we're in Reb Shimon Shita now. Reb Shimon says you bring 12 Karbanas for each of the Shvatim, so you have to bring 13. Because the Kohanim have their own Shevet, their own Kahal. So El Amar Avachab Rav Yaakov, no. Shiftel Shal Levi Lo Ikri Kahal. Oh, another way out. Maybe you're right. Shevet Levi is not called a Kahal. And therefore, Dechsiv, Hinni Mafrach Levi Hir Bisicha, Unazadicha Lo Kahal Amim. Right, it says in Vayachi, Yaakov Avinu, Hashem promises, Yaakov, I will make you great, and I will give you a Kahal Amim. V'chulu, what does that mean? We darshin kol sheishlo achuza ikri kol. Anybody who has a piece of Eretz Yisrael has a piece of karka there is called kol. Kol sheinlo achuza lo ikri kol. And whoever doesn't does not have a kol. Meaning, what are we up to now? Though they are considered a kahal for par yom kippur, specifically based on the pasuk we just had in the bottom of Amud Aleph, for the par yom kippur they're called a kahal, and therefore even if one of the kohanim die. If the carbon gets lost and you find the original one, you could don't have to let it die. You could let it graze. But for all other halachos, they're not called a kahal. That's basically what the Gemara means now. That's what Rashi says. It's unclear whether this is really Rashi or not. We'll call him Rashi, but not 100% not agreed upon whether it's really Rashi. But says the Gemara, that's the drasha. Meaning lamaskana, it can be Reb Shimon. The brisa can be Reb Shimon. We defend Reb Yosef. It can be Reb Shimon. What about the par of the Kohanim? No, don't compare par Kohanim. Par Kohanim, specifically for the par of the Kohanim on Yom Kippur, they're called a Kahal. You could say it, it's also Mistavra, because the Kohanim are their own unit, specifically on Yom Kippur. Kohen Gadol is his own unit, the Kohanim are his own unit, and the rest of Klai is all their own unit. Says the Gemara, if you're telling me that the Levim are all out, then they only have 11 tribes. So what does Reb Shimon say? You have 12. So Amar Abaya, Ephraim and Menashe, Kiruvim v'Shimon Yuli. You know, you bump up a grandchild, right? Ephraim and Menashe are like two. It says the Gemara, Amar Rava, V'haksiv al shem acheyam yikaru banachal asam. But it says by Ephraim and Menashe, they will be like their brothers, al shem acheyam, like their uncles, l'nachalahu k'shuv lo davar acher. No, they're only going to be like their shvatim, like their uncles, regarding getting a piece of Eretz Yisrael. But regarding karbanos, that's where it says, V'lo, v'hachalukim b'tagalim. No, you see, yes, it's not limited to Eretz Yisrael, because you see they have different flags too. So the Gemara says, oh, come on. The flags are connected to Eretz Yisrael. Or, once you have all the flags in the Midbar, Rashi explains, you want it to be very symmetrical. And therefore you want three flags on every side of the Aron. If you say Avraham Asher 1, it's going to be 3, 3, 3, 2. Doesn't fit. That's what you want. That's why the Dafka the Golem, you have 12.
Yeah, but, one for Levi also.
Sorry? Levi were in the middle. They were in the middle, so it worked out that...
So
did they have a... Lechor, they had a Dagel. Right? Levi had a Dagel? Or they were busy carrying the Aron? I don't remember. But the Gemara continues anyway. V'chalukah b'nasiim. What do you mean they had a separate Nasi? Is that all? What does that have to do with Eretz Yisrael? So again, what do we keep asking? So you see, they do have separate, and if they are separate, then it could be a separate shevet for karban also. So Gemara says, no, ha'ulach lo kavod l'nasiim. That was just to give them kavod, that they each brought their own karbanas. Titania, as the Brisa says, Shlomo asa zayin yimei Chanukah. Shlomo made 7 days for Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash when he built it in the beginning of Sefer Malachim. If you remember that time, it started on Zayin Tishrei, I think it was. So that year they ate on Yom Kippur, the Navi describes. Because of the celebration of Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash. Umar Moshe l'asa shnei masar yimei Chanukah. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu make 12 days of celebration by the Mishkan? V'lachal kavod l'nasiim, to give them kavod. Period. End of section. What are we up to? If you keep going back and forth, Rabbi Yosef is defended. Rabbi Yosef, who suggested that the original Brisa could be also Rabbi Shimon Shita, not Rabbi Meir, that's fine. Doesn't Rabbi Shimon say that a carbon shutfin doesn't have to die? And therefore the parhelim, if one of the bezdin dies, should still be able to be brought? Says the Gemara, no. Don't compare the power of the Kohanim on Yom Kippur. So regarding that carbon, they're considered a separate kahal. And then we just got off the track a little bit to discuss whether that answer stays or not. Whether bezdin has a kahal, according to... I get, according to Reb Shimon, you'll have to work out. It's not the same idea of a kahal. Meaning that's why he has to bring, they have to bring their own carbon, according to Reb Shimon. Right, you have to say it's not the same kahal in the sense of getting out of the shutfin problem. That's what you have to say. It's still a carbon of shutfin, even though in a certain sense they have to bring the carbon in the first place because they're considered a kahal, but they still have the status of a carbon shutfin. My havela, let's just finish up. My havela, what is this question? So according to Rashi, this means, lemaisa, could this answer stand? Does Reb Shimon really hold by a carbon shutfin that even if one dies, it can still bring it? So the Gemara is going to end up saying, no. Tashma, Tatan Reb Shimon Omer. Chameish chataos mesos. This is what I alluded to before. There are 5 chataos mesos. This is a halacha Moshe Misina. What are they? Vlad chatos, the baby of a carbon chatos. So that's connected to the sin. Tamuras chatos, it's a substitute of a carbon chatos. Chatos shemesu ba'aleha, where its owners died before it got to be brought. V'chatos shenis kapru ba'aleha, a chatos that its owners, it got lost, and therefore its owners got kapara with a different carbon than it was found. V'chatos avashnasa. So if you do the abbreviation, it's v'timna. So that's what the Reb Shimon says. Continuing Reb Shimon, the iata yocholomar vlad chatas b'tzibur. The vlad chatas concept cannot apply to tzibur. Shein tzibur mafrish in a keva. Because even though private chatos are females, chatas of a tzibur is a male. So there's nothing to talk about by a vlad. The iata yocholomar tmuras chatas b'tzibur. Shein tmura b'tzibur. Also, tmura doesn't apply to a tzibur because a tzibur cannot violate tmura. The iata yocholomar chatas shemesu ba'aleh b'tzibur. Shein tzibur mesim. Those three are out. Those three of the five are not shyach to talk about when it comes to a tzibur, because it doesn't apply to them. But the other two we don't know. Does the halacha l'moshe misinai of these chatos having to die if this situation occurs? You cannot redeem them, you can't let them graze. Do they have three of them? It's not shyach. What about the other two? Yachol yamu. So you might think that the halacha l'moshe misinai applies to them, they should die also. Amad, yomot sasam and amafurish. No, why don't you learn the unknown from the known. By the three that we know are not shayach to them. It's only by a yachid, because it can only apply by a yachid, those cases. So too by the two that we don't know. So therefore, that's Reb Shimon Shita, that the halacha Moshe Misinai does not apply to a tzibur. Says the Gemara, is that really a good makar? V'chidon in efshar mishi'i efshar? How can you learn one, the two that are possible to have a shayach, from the other three that it's impossible to talk about. It's not just that there's a certain halacha. The reality is not true. You can't have a baby from a male karban. So how could he learn that? How could you learn davar efshar misha e efshar? Answers the Gemara. Reb Shimon b'chad makom gamir. Reb Shimon has a misora that all five of these is a package deal. If you have the halacha Moshe Misinai, all five have to be shayach or not shayach. If three of them aren't shayach to a certain case, even though it's because of an impossibility, the din does not apply to the others as well. So therefore, lemaskana, what does Reb Shimon hold? Reb Shimon says that a karban of a tzibur / shutfin can exist. It does not have to die. Right? This halacha Moshe Misinai only applies to yachanat tzibur. So therefore, the original brisa cannot be like Reb Shimon. We reject Rav Yosef's suggestion. Why? Because what was the original brisa? If one of the Bezdin dies, you don't bring the carbon. What do you mean you don't bring the carbon? According to Rav Shimon, you should be able to bring the carbon. So Lamaskana, it's only according to Rabbi Meir and not according to Rav Shimon. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But then we will continue with Perek Beis of Maseches Harios tomorrow. Again, thank everybody for their indulgence. Bez Hashem, we start again this afternoon. Sefer HaMitzvahs, the next mitzvah that we are up to. Tonight is the Parsha Shir. Tonight's Parsha Shir, 8:45. Parsha's Toldos, 8:45.